I'll give you an example. What's going to be if Reuven owns a lot of wheat, and his one cob, like 1 pound of wheat, fell into his neighbor's 10 pounds of wheat? Fell in. Is Yoichel Alois, you want to tell me now that his friend has the right to eat up all these 11 pounds now? Yoichel Alois Echadi, he could eat up all these 11 pounds and be happy about it. In other words, it's like Zayla. Like, even though one person has 10 pounds of flour, and the other person only has 1 pound, and now his 1 pound fell into your 10 pounds, Slamaitza, now you have 11 pounds of flour here. So it doesn't give you a right to eat all these 11 pounds, because Slamaitza, 1 pound is still mine, like you can't steal from me. So he meant to say here also, true, one Isha owns the flour, that's the flour, that's the main part of the dough. But the other lady gave her water, gave her salt. Lamaisa, the salt and the water is in this dough. So this dough now, like his own, partly her. So how could you say it should be bottled? She owns it, it's hers. Why should it be bottled? So therefore, Hilchas Chumim should also, this dough should not be allowed to go further than both of them could go. In other words, there's no bitter breif here. Because Lamaisa, she owns it. She still owns the water. I'll let you use my water. But Lamaisa, this is the water that at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to your friend. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was her water, it was her salt. How far could this water go now on Yom Tov? Only as far as she could walk. So now that she gave you her water and you put it into your dough, it's the same thing. The water in the dough can't go further than the owner of the water could go. So what do you mean? It's but the brave, it's still there. So that's what Rabbi Abba wanted to answer. On this, the Gemara says, Achicho Alei. They laughed at him. Because even though Rabbi Abba made a tefillah that happened to Hashem, they should not laugh at him. He should say something they should accept. It didn't help the tefillah. They still laughed at him. Omalu, Rabbi Abba told them, Gulifaychu Shakli, did I take away your coat? Like, how come you're laughing at me? Rashi, Mabushchem Lakachti Shatim Eschatim Alai, did I take away your clothing that you're laughing at me? And what are you laughing at me for? So what happened was, Hodra Chicholai, they laughed at him in Lachamo, they laughed at him Vaita, they kept on laughing at him. No, kids at the Kasha, they laughed at him Taki, even though they said something that they didn't agree with him. In other words, they hold his teretz not a good teretz. They hold the Kasha was a good Kasha. They held that still that water should be bottled brave, should be bottled here. So they didn't like his answer to say it's not bottled. Since they didn't like it, they laughed at him. Of course, still a Kash like it, because somebody says something you don't like, you don't go to laugh at him. So that goes out there, some safe yes, the Kasha, he has a gansa pshetli here. I think it was something to do with the fact that the Baba, you see at the beginning, made a tefillah. He didn't stand stage and say something to Semis. He made a tefillah they should accept what I'm saying. He cared what people said about it. That's what he cared about. But since Midi Kenegi Midi, since all you cared was what people said about you, well, you got it back that they took a lift at you. If you would have davened like that, should say Emes, like Hashem shouldn't mind, that would have been better. But just to say that other people shouldn't mind, so you got it back to start to lift at him. All right, but the kids said the last, they didn't like his answer. Omer Rav Asher, Rav Asher said, Shafir Ovid Yachichole, you should know Rabbi, it's very good. They laughed at you, they had a right to laugh at you. In other words, your answer is not a good answer. My Shinoah, how come, Chitim Besarim Deloy Komalu? Your example that you answered back, you said, if somebody has a pound of wheat and falls into his friend's 10 pounds of wheat, like it's not bottle. So Rav Asher said, how come you didn't give a different example? Why didn't you give an example of my 1 pound of wheat fell into your 10 pounds of barley? How come you didn't say min b'shein emine? Hey, my shenah chitim b'sarim deloy kamalu. How come you didn't say the example of wheat would fall into your friend's barley? Tehevilu min b'shein emine. That would be a min of wheat to fall into a min of barley. It's two different minim. It's min b'shein emine. Or min b'shein emine bottle. That for sure you're also asking that the locher is min u'shein emine's bottle. So like there you wouldn't ask any questions. There you would agree to that question that the chitim should be bottled in barley. But you only asked that here it should look like it's wheat and wheat. So Rav Oshie said, no, chitim the chitim nani. Even wheat and wheat is also bottled. Nehi de la Rav Yehuda lay bottled, true. According to Rav Yehuda Shita, he holds min be minu is not bottled. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. But la halacha is la rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin Shita, mevato bottle. The Rabbonin say even min b'min is also bottle. Even wheat and wheat is also bottle. All you have min b'min is bottle. If you have a meat that's treif, falls into other meat that's kosher, that's called min b'min, they're both a type of a meat. You don't know which, you have three steaks here. One steak is treif and the other two are kosher. They fall together. You don't know what's what, the locher is. Chad b'treif is bottle midraisim. So it is bottle. according to the Rabbanan. Even though it's min b'minoi, according to the Rabbanan, we owe the lach, it is bottle. There also, even wheat that falls into wheat, according to the Rabbanan, is bottle. So what did you answer back? Wheat and wheat is not bottle? No, wheat and wheat is also bottle. So therefore, they asked a good question on the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say this dough now can't go further than the Isha that owns the water? When the water went into the dough, the water should become bottle. So what is, so they asked a good question. Omalei Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said back to Moshe like this. Moshe, like a lotion of a shua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, Shafa Kamrit, are you saying good now? Are you, Rav Moshe, saying a good time right now? Rashi says, Shafa Kamrit, but to me, like a question, Kalema, Amayka Moides Lo Bechucha, why do you agree with the last thing that they left, Ule Akshuya Masnitzin? In other words, you're agreeing to the question they asked on the Mishnah, and you're saying, Taka, true, it's a good question. Why do you agree to that question? Don't you hear what Rav Chiya from Kutusvoi said over Mishmei the Rav, that he said over the name of Rav like this, that if you go down to your friend's gur in his silo, in his storehouse of wheat, he has a lot of wheat there. Everybody knows sometimes in the warehouse there's some pebbles in the wheat also. So if you go down to your friend and do him a favor and pick out all the pebbles out of the wheat, you should know, Chayiv Shalom Loi Demechitim. You are mastered him now, and you have to pay him back how much, like say, took out a pound worth of the pebbles, you have to pay him back for a pound worth of chitim of wheat. Because the Maisa, when you have the pebbles inside the wheat, you sell the wheat with the pebbles. It's a normal thing. Nobody goes to check out the wheat before they sell it. So Mela, if I would have sold it the way it is, I would have had 100 pounds of wheat there. Now, because you took out 10 pounds of pebbles, I only have 90 pounds of wheat. So you amassed me 10 pounds worth of wheat. If you wouldn't have taken out the pebbles, I could have sold 100 pounds of wheat. And it wouldn't be gzela. Because everybody knows that's the way you buy wheat. You buy wheat with pebbles inside it also. Such flour is almost the wheat. So now that you went down and took out the pebbles, you're chayiv. Is haburit sororis migrun ishachavere chayiv the shalom with mechitim. Alma, what do you say? Kilo chasre. It's called you are mastered. You lost. You took away something from him. Even those pebbles by itself are worth nothing. They're not worth 2 cents. The pebbles. Because what you took out of his pile is not worth 2 pennies. Still, you have to pay him $10. What do you have to pay him back $10 for? Because the mice, what he has is his value. You kilo chasre. You ruined something of his. So hachinam here also tell you kilo chasre. You have something of mine here. In other words, the isha lemaisa gave away her water. Her water she doesn't have anymore. True, you want to say my water, you can't see the water anymore now. It went into the dough. It became part of the dough. It's bottle of hilchus iser. But the maisa, my water is there. The maisa, you saved yourself money. You don't have to buy water. You used my water. So since my water is there, my water, hilchus iser, maybe it's bottle. But hilchus mumnis dough, it still belongs to me. Since it still belongs to me, that's pshan the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says that if one neighbor gives the water, you have to know the water now is a part of this dough, and this dough cannot be taken further than the bialim of the water also. Rashi says, nobody cleans out the wheat. And the now, when you buy wheat, you buy it with the pebbles. So by you taking out the 10 pounds of pebbles, you ruined me, you lost me 10 pounds of wheat. Alma, what do we see? Kilo chasre. Mifnei shechosa midosoy mischayevloy. Since at the beginning I had 100 pounds of wheat, and now we only have 90 pounds of wheat, you have to pay me for what's missing. V'yafagav lemidishov, even though these 10 pounds of pebbles are not worth a penny. V'kol shchei mayim omelech, for sure, now Mishnah, where one isha has the flour, true, but she doesn't have water. Now her neighbor comes and gives her the water and the salt. Doloi batli b'myutayil, the midi the time you, like here for sure it's a swear Rashi saying. Water and salt gives a taste into the dough, makes the dough. So for sure it should not be bottom. Mishum chiyubu de mamayno le bottom mimute. And for sure, as the chiyub moment, in other words, you took something of mine, lamaisa, you have my water there. You have my salt there. Cost money, cost 5 cents, cost 10 cents. For lamaisa, my salt and my 10 cents of water is in your dough. So you can't say my water is not here at all. Like you a chasra, you have my money there. So maisa is called to have something by you. So since I have something by you, my water is not bottled. It's not like it's not there at all. The water is inside the dough. And since the water at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to your friend, and the water then was karnish shvisa by your friend. So the water could only go as far as your friend could go. Therefore now this dough could only go as far as both of you can go. But lemaisa, not both the brave, because lemaisa, there's something there, the water is doing something. First of all, Rashi says, Momin, yes, your value is there. And secondly, it's nice thing, Tom, it's the time that we did. The water and the salt makes good taste here in the dough. Omalay Abaya, Abaya said back like this. Don't you understand there's a difference? Bein Momin Sheesh Loi Toivin, Le Momin Shein Loi Toivin. Momin Sheesh Loi Toivin means money that somebody comes to ask for it. There's an owner to it. Toivin means somebody comes to say, I want my money back. He's collecting his money. So in a case where somebody's collecting his money, it has one halacha. To a place where nobody's collecting his money, it's a different halacha. Rashi says, "Loishani lei u'masnisa now mishnah tell you it's moment shein lei toivin hayom. Nobody's coming back to collect his money today on yomtiv. Who the yeshatinu now lei adli achi yomtiv? I borrowed you my water today. I borrowed you my salt today. I don't expect to get it back today. You don't have to pay it back to me today. You'll pay it back to me after yomtiv." So today on Yom Tov, now that I gave you the water, there's nobody collecting the water anymore. The water now is yours, so it's part of you. In other words, this, the money of the water, your friend is not going to come and ask for you today. Yom Tov, she says, I'm giving it to you today, you keep it, do what you want. Tomorrow I'll get you, give it back different water. But today this water is yours. So my to the water, nobody's coming to collect to say, you have my water, I want my water back. So now, is the water in the dough? You want to say, Lamaisa, as far as the mumness goes, the money tracker, you have your money in the dough. But since you're not asking back for the money today, we don't look at you as the owner of the money, as the owner of the water. Just the question is, where is the water? Is the water still in the dough or not? That's the regular law of bitter brave. There's such a thing that mimbi shemino is bottle. You have water in the dough, and most of it is dough, the water you can't even see anymore, that should be a cloud, it should be bought the brave. That's what Gabbai asked back, like, the question is still a good question they asked. True, when somebody owns his money, like by the chitim, you like stole from me 10 pounds worth of wheat, and I want it back from you, so I have to give it back to me. But here right now I give you my water, I say, you keep it today, I'm not asking it back for today. So today the water doesn't belong to me like now, it's yours now, I'm not going to ask back for this water anymore today. So we just have to ask, is there water in the dough or not? So that's a look, a bit of bright, you don't see the water. It should be like it's not here anymore. So now the question they asked before is good on our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the dough can't go further? Then both of them know it should only be up to the one that owns the flour, because that's the main thing that's here. The water really should be bottled, right? Ah, you said about money. Here, since nobody's asking for the money back today, that's called mum, Shane Le Toivim. So why does it should be bottled? Omalei,
so Rav Safra said back to Abaya. Vila Taime, according to your reasoning, that Bitter Brave is totally in ownership, Hodi Yomer Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda said, that Nevela is Betela B'Shchuta, or Nevela could be really Boto B'Shchuta.
It's going according to Rav Yehudi Shita, that Rav Yehuda holds Min V'Mina usually is not Boto. If you have two pieces of meat here, three pieces of meat, one is kosher and one is treif, but since they're both the type of a meat, Rav Yehuda holds Min V'Mina is not Boto. That's his Shita. But they make a chiluk though. Sometimes even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that min b'mina is bottle. In other words, it's not really considered the same type of a min. What does that mean? Like this, Chizda says nevela b'teila b'shchuta. If you have a boser nevela, it falls into 10 pieces of meat. That's a shchuta. That's kosher. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat all 11 pieces now. The nevela is bottle b'shchuta. Why? Lefi sheyefsha l'shchuta shetiyas nevela. Because the shchuta can never become into a nevela. In other words, a nevela is like this. When an animal dies without a shchita, it's called a nevela. A nevela is luchas tuma. There's tumas nevela. If you touch it, you carry it from the tummy. That's a nevela. What about a shchuta? Once you shechted the animal now, you're allowed to eat, and it doesn't have anything tuma. Our animals that we eat, there's not makabel, it's not tuma. There's no tuma, it doesn't have tuma. Could it become treif now? No, can't become treif anymore. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. Could it have tumas nevela now? No, it can't get tumas nevela anymore. So it comes out the nevela, there's one piece of nevela here. It's falling into 2 pieces of shchuta dik meat. The shchuta dik meat can never change over and be light in the nevela. That's called mimbi shemini.
That's like you have two different pieces here. You have a piece of nevela that's treif, that's osa, that's tana, falling into a piece of mitzvah shchuta, kosher. So therefore, the kli of the shchuta, which is ein aminoi, could be part of the nevela. So if one piece of nevela falls into 10 pieces of shchuta, because the shruta, the heta, the rois that wants to be mevatel can't change over to the yisa. She shruta ain't a bit. Yeah, my second the other way. What about a shruta ain't a betel of a nevela? Let's say the opposite way. You have one piece of meat that's shruta. It falls in now to three pieces of meat that's nevela. And they all get mixed up. So my subshit, you're not allowed to eat any of them because you don't know which one's the nevela. So what's the Nafkimini? He says though that the shruta now does not become a nevela. The Nafkimini is when you get Malkus feeding it. If you'd say now that the shruta is bottled in the three of the nevela, so the shruta now like turns over to be a nevela also. Therefore, any piece of meat you eat now, a kazayah to the meat, you would get Malkus. Because the nevela, the shruta is also bottled to the nevela. That he says, no, nothing doing. The shruta, the head of the meat, does not change over to get the same din of the nevela. It's not bottled in the nevela. Therefore, if you eat a kezayis of this meat, you will not get malchus. Because we have the suffix, which kezayis did you eat? Did you eat the kezayis of the nevela? Or did you eat the kezayis of the shruta? Therefore, malchus you wouldn't get. Now, why is it not bottled? Lefi she'efshe le'nevela she'teyas ha'shruta. Because the nevelas, they could change over to be like the shruta. In other words, an animal that died without a shechita, right now it's a nevela. Right now it has tumor on it, right now it has nisr on it. But there's a way that that nevela could become heter. How can it be nevela? When it becomes saruach, when it becomes spoiled, so much that you can't eat it anymore. Once it's amir royal achilas ger, when a person can't eat it anymore, becomes so spoiled that a person can't eat it, then the yisr is pocket, the yisr goes off it. The tumor goes off it, the yisr goes off it. So ma'aseh, this piece of meat that's nevela, it's possible that at a time it will have the same din like a shruta. It's possible to change over to be like a shruta. So since the nevela could have the same din like the shruta, that's called min b'minoy, that's not bottle according to Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Chisda says. So see according to Rav Chisda, that min b'minoy here is not bottle according to Rav Yehuda in this case. So the verse says, hochinam here also. T'chayis lay b'ilim lay bottle. That when they have b'ilim also it's not bottle by us. Yes, so we're bringing around here the evil quote of Yehudi Shita that holds min b'mini is bottle, that's only when the two things, min b'mini is not bottle, that's only when the two things could look like one. They could both come like one. But over here, you see when the shruta can't become in the vela, it looks like two separate things. Then the loch read it would be bottle according to Yehuda. So when one Isha gave over water to the other one, she really is her water. So hachinami the chiyist lay bailam lay botla. When they have bailam, it should not be botla. In other words, your first svara was that wherever you have ownership bailam, that's when it's not botla. By mom and shein lay toivim, then it could be botla. Tomorrow says it's not totally in bailam. The chiyitayim, maybe you want to tell me hachinami that it is totally in bailam. You have to own it. That's what makes it not botla. But tanya we learn not like that. That it's not totally in ownership. That omer Rabbi Yechon and Benuri that cheftzei hefker koinim shvisim. You should know chefzei hefker, things that don't belong to anybody. It's hefker on Yom Tov on Shabbos is kind of shvisa. That means afal pi shein lo bailim, even though there's no ownership here, nobody owns it. It's hefker. Still, the locher is kind of shvisa that you're not allowed to take it outside the tchum. So what do you have to say? Doimim kimi sheish lam bailim. Doimim kimi sheish lam bailim. There, it looks as if it has bailim. Yeah. So you want to know, the question was, when somebody owns something, a bailam makes a difference here. So since when you have an owner, it shouldn't be bottle. Now we're saying, no, you see, even if you don't have an owner, if there's no bailam, still it's kernish shvisa. So whether you have a bailam or you don't have a bailam, it shouldn't make a difference. So therefore, since it shouldn't make a difference, it should also be bottle brave. So the question was still a good question. How come in the Mishnah, how come the water and the salt is not bottle brave to the flour? You wanted to say, since there's an owner involved, the owner makes the difference. But now we see, according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, even without an owner, chefzei hefker, things that belong to hefker is also kind of shirisa. Afo pi shein lam bailam.
is doimin kemish shesh no bailam, as if it has bailam.
So therefore it's good the Mishnah why it's not bottle. Hey, since, like we said before, your only question was because it's mamin shein la bailam. But now it's saying, even though it's saying la bailam, it's as if it has bailam. That's the reason why it's not bottle in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omalei, that Abaye is a batter of Safra. No, it's still not good, the Mishnah. Miko madmis yisur lemamoyna. How could you learn out Isser from Momin? Isser takir is bottle. Takir is true, it should be bottle. But memoyna lay bottle, you should know Momin is not bottle. So true, now is that you brought a raya before, you're saying by money, that if somebody owns a chitim, or if somebody takes away the pebbles, he has to pay back for it. As far as the money goes, you have to pay. But the Chur, here it's an Issadik in the Halacha. Here it's a Shal Negev Tichumim. How far are you allowed to walk on Yomtif? So this is an Issadik Halacha. Negev Tissatak, it should be Bota Barev. So we're still back to the Kash. How come in the Mishnah, the water or the salt is not Bota Barev? So in this, the Gemara finally comes off the time of my, what's the real reason why it's not Bota in the Mishnah? So Abayom, Abayah says, it's Tak Negzera. Shematas Issa Beshutfis. Alright, turn over. All right, a turnover. In other words, the money taka still belongs to the friend. The question is there an isadik aloch here? Al this the tchumim we're talking about now. We want to know on Yom Tov, how far can you walk with this cake now? So the locher is the cake is, it can only go 2,000 amos, like the owner. So the question is, who is the owner in the geirat ha'ilcha tchumim? Now, tchumim is an isadik aloch, that's the geirat ha'isar. The Rabbanan said you can't walk more than 2,000 amas out. So if two people own things together, the chayfas can't be taken more than both of them could go. Now the question is, why do you say the other neighbor has something here? She only put water into the dough. The water should be bottled. So the hilchas chumim is an isadik aloha. It's not a question of money. Does she have to pay back or not? She'll have to pay you back the water. True. But now the question is on Yom Tov itself, where are we allowed to walk with this dough? How far can we take it? That's the Shalom Yisurim. So for Yisurim, Abad, it should be bottle brave still. So we're still back to Kash and the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say it's not bottle? So Mora says, the time of my, like, what's the maskonon? Why in our Mishnah does the Mishnah say, when one lady has the flour, and another lady gives the water, that you can't take this dough further, then both of them could go? Why isn't her portion bottle? To the Hilchas Tumim? So Abaye says, it's a Gzeirataka. Shema Yas Issa Beshutfis. We're afraid if you'll see that this time, when you have two people making the dough together, true here, one put the flour, one put the water. The water should have been bottle brave. So you want to say only go after the person to put the flour. But if that would be the halacha, people would think, who are din, when you have two people putting equal amounts of flour also, when you have real partners in the dough, also, each one could take it wherever he wants to go. And in such a case, nothing doing. When two people own the flour together, then for sure there's no din bit of brave. You own this much flour, I own this much flour. So you can't take the dough on Yom Tov further away than both of us could go. So it's Ixera, even though here now the water should be bottled, and it should be allowed to go only where the Isha of the flour is. We make Ixera though, Shematas Issa B'Shutfis. Maybe in the case you'd be partners really in the flour, and then you can't go further than both of them. So now also, even though one only gave the water, we gave it the same halacha, you can't go further than both of them. Rav Ramarav has another teretz. Tavlin, the question was about the spices. The Isha lent you spices. Yes, the question, why isn't the bottle brave? The teretz is, let time may avida. The time may bottle. Like when you put the spices into the dough, you taste it. Even though it's a small amount, but when you eat, taste this, you put sugar in. You taste it, tastes sweet now. You can't say the sugar is bottle brave there. Anytime you can taste the ingredient, you can taste it there, that's a loch, it's not bottle. Therefore, it's not bottle brave here. So Rashi says, "Well, I plead there's no machlekes here. Adi Abaye Lamar, Shoni Chod, and Mas Shoni Chod. Both reasons are takaremis. Since it's a tam is not bottle. Whenever you taste it, it's not bottle. What?"